When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. We're here on episode 122, and I am so excited for this interview. This year, we're really focusing on how we can be more authentic and show up more authentically in our businesses. And we kicked it off last week with an amazing interview, and we are going to do the same again today. And if you have ever wondered, how can I show up on social media? How can I really show up authentically, not be spammy, but still be able to talk about my products and my opportunity and all of that in a way that isn't spammy, that is doesn't make you feel icky, that doesn't make you lose friends, but actually is you're doing it in a way that serves people. That's really what being authentic is all about. It's all about being you, who you really are, and showing up in a way that you can serve others. And that is exactly what Owen is going to walk us through today. I'm so excited to share this interview. There's so many great things. And so if you do not have a pen and paper right now to take notes, you are going to want it for sure. I was taking notes through this whole interview. It's amazing. Can't wait to share this all with you. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited to have Owen Hone, and you guys are going to love listening to him because he has an awesome Australian accent. So everyone loves Australian accents, right, Owen?
I don't know, do you? No, when we traveled in the States and over in Canada, a lot of people are like, oh, you're an Aussie. And it's like, I'm just talking normally.
Yeah, well, we love it over here. So anyways, well, let's dive in. Owen, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and have a chat with you. I think we vibe in a lot of different ways, and I love your energy, and I'm really looking forward to giving some massive gold and some value to your audience.
Yes. And I love that both of us are all about authenticity, because that's really the thing that's going to build people's businesses. So, but I would love for you to introduce yourself, kind of tell us your story, you know, how you got to be where you're at now.
Yeah, awesome. And yeah, it's funny enough, the name of my business is Authentic Creation. And I said it as that because growing up, I was not authentic. It's what I wanted. It's what I craved. I named my business that because that's what I wasn't. And for me, like growing up, I was incredibly shy and anxious and insecure. I was the kid that would be walking down the street, and I can remember my mum being like, hey, that kid said hello to you. And I just turned my head the other way. And I was just like going through school. I got bullied all the time because I just for whatever reason, I just always needed like external validation, which I don't know, shout out to the people pleasers in the audience or the recovering people pleasers. That was me. So I was always really serious because I was always trying to be somebody different for somebody else. So think authenticity, whatever the opposite of that was me. And, you know, mum was always like, you know, just be yourself. You're a great person. And I was like, that's awesome, but how? Right? And so like I went through school and I struggled with that. Like my school years were terrible because I never fit in, and I just found it really hard because I didn't know how to be myself. I didn't know how to be authentic. And so then in my teenage years, like I think a lot of kids, I found alcohol, which gave me the courage to be who I didn't believe I could be when I was sober. And of course, you know, one night somebody offered me drugs, and I went and I ended up getting addicted to drugs through like 18 through to like 22, because same deal. It was something that gave me like permission to just be me, at least for that period of time. And it made me feel amazing. Because when you're living in your true nature and you're being you, it's awesome. But I still didn't believe I could do that, you know, when I was sober. And that took me down a, you know, a pretty dark path. Obviously, you can imagine, like I got mixed up with some pretty shitty people. I crashed and totaled two vehicles, one of which my my uncle was kind enough to give me. And I remember making up an excuse. I told my parents, believe it or not, that I swerved to miss a kangaroo and I ran into a tree. And my dad still goes, you think I didn't know you were lying? But the truth was, it was 3 a.m. and I'd been drinking and I got in the car and I hit a tree. So it was a pretty wild time. But the cool thing is, all of that was the best thing that ever happened to me, because my dad gave me a personal development book and it got me hooked into knowing that there was something possible than just what I was experiencing. So I went out and I read hundreds of books. I listened to thousands of hours of YouTube videos and podcasts. That's why I love podcasts, because like it's amazing what you can learn just in an hour. And I get addicted, and I went to Tony Robbins seminars and I just did everything. And I was a personal development junkie, right? And that was amazing. And that gave me hope. And essentially all I wanted to do, probably like a lot of people listening, because I know I'm not the only one that's ever been through this. I think we all have. I just wanted to feel good within myself. I just wanted to feel confident. Like at the core, I just wanted to be able to fit in and just be me. Like that was it. So I just invested over the last 5-7 years, like I've probably invested over $150,000 into personal and professional development to solve that problem. And then like three, four years ago, I had an opportunity to invest into a course that would teach me to create and grow a six-figure coaching business. And prior to that, like I'd failed 2 network marketing businesses. I tried so many different things, and I was known to my wife as the, like, hey, is that another one of those things? Like, what is that, just another one of those things? Because I jumped from things, you know, from one thing to the next. Brooke, you've probably been through that. Everyone that's listening's probably been through that. Because I was doing all of that because I thought that if I could be successful, you know, then I'd feel better about myself, which is very much a cliche, but it's true, right? And oftentimes we don't even realize we're doing that. But anyway, long story short, I had an opportunity to invest $18,000 to create a coaching business. And I wasn't a coach. I was a personal trainer and nutrition coach, but I'd never done anything like that full-time. I didn't even have an ABN. Now, for those of you in the US, that's like the equivalent of what you need, the number that you need set up to have a business, right? But I had 10 years of telling myself that I could do something great, that I could create success, that I could do something more. But I had 10 years of saying I was going to do it and never actually following through on my word. I don't know if anybody listening can actually relate to that. Like I remember doing a live when I was in the middle of one of my network marketing businesses, and I was like, I'm burning the boats. Like I'm going all in, and like, just watch me. 3 months later, I quit.
Yep.
And I actually developed a habit of quitting. So long story short, I was at that point when I was on a sales call with this guy who's like going to enroll me. And I'm like, I know I need to do this and I'm scared as hell. But I had gotten to that point where enough was enough, right? And it was like, it was no other option. And for those of you who follow and know Tony Robbins, it was like, it was a true burning the boats moment, because I had like less than $500 in my bank account. I couldn't afford it. I wasn't a coach. I didn't know how I was going to do it. But I just wasn't prepared to accept not doing it, because I'd not done it for so long, right? And it was literally the equivalent of landing on the island, facing an army, and I was, you know, outnumbered 10 to 1. I didn't know if I could do it. I literally did turn around and I lit the boats on fire. Because as Tony Robbins says, that if we're faced to fight an army and we've got two choices, either die because we can't get in our boats because they've been burnt, or succeed, people tend to succeed. And so I still remember, I got on the phone and I rang my mum. I begged her for the deposit and my certainty, right? Because I knew I had to do this. Like she supported me. And then I financed the rest, and I didn't know how I was going to pay it back. I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I did it. And then in the next 12 months, I created a six-figure coaching business. I started out in health and fitness. And then over time, I transitioned into helping network marketers, affiliate marketers, and other coaches grow their business, because I had some really good success in the social media world doing that. And then so I started teaching people just like myself to be able to do it. But the reason I share that is because there's two pieces of gold. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're driving, like, pull over and get out your pen and paper, because I want you to, and Brooke and I were talking about this before the start of the call, is that we want to make sure that this is tangible. I don't want this, like, how many of you guys have listened to a podcast, a YouTube video or any video and gone, that's the best thing ever. Like, that's amazing. And then you wake up the next day and do the same shit as the day before.
Yep.
This is not that. Allow this call to be transformational. Actually, I want you to take the gold and throw out the dirt, but take something and do something different. Because if you keep doing the same thing, you'll get what? The same result.
Yep.
So two pieces of gold I want you guys, and I know you agree with that. Two pieces of gold I want you to get. One is that investment forced me to transition from I want to be successful to I have to. So because I've tried so many things, do you think my wife sitting there, I invested this much money, she was going to let me give up? And when I had to like do cold calls, when I had to like, I'm like in terms of authenticity, so many times in that year, I would do a Facebook Live and then I would stop it and I'd be like, technical difficulties, like because I was so anxious and insecure and I freaked out and I'd stop it. Or I'd put up a post and I'd take it down. Or I'd be on a cold call and I'd be so scared, I'd say a couple of words and I'd hang up because I was terrified. But it wasn't an option to give up. So and always the question I always ask to my clients, or anyone for that matter, anybody listening, is it possible to fail if you do not give up? And usually, and we know in network marketing, right, I think the low barrier to entry to get into the business is oftentimes your biggest blessing, but your biggest curse, because it doesn't really force you to go all in. You can still dabble, right? And if you're a dabbler on the call, that's okay, but that's not going to get you to where you want to go. So find out what can you do, what can you create, what can you set up to force yourself to commit where you literally block everything else out, yeah? All the other shiny objects, everything else, are you prepared to block everything else out and go all in your business? Because if you do, you'll just find a way, yeah? You'll ask more questions. You'll do more of the work. You'll keep showing up even when it's impossible. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And so then therefore I figured it out. And that's not complicated. It was just, it's the mindset of how committed are you prepared to be? Are you prepared to divorce your limitations and negative limiting beliefs so you can marry the truth of your true potential? And which one would you prefer? The discomfort of going through all that hard stuff or asking yourself the question, how will you feel in 10 years, 20 years looking back and you had this opportunity, you didn't make it work? Yeah, because you gave into that fear. It's not easy, right? It takes courage. It's going to be hard either way, though. Do you want to have the pain of failure because you didn't try, or the incredible fulfillment of the success you created because you went through that hardship to be able to get there? So are you prepared to go all in and burn the boats? And I hope you're like listening to this right now, getting motivated and getting fired up. But again, do something different. Who can you reach out to? What can you do differently? Can you get an accountability partner? Do you need to hire a coach? Like whatever it takes, are you prepared to do that? And if you are, then it won't be easy. Yeah, there's nothing worse than somebody says, you know, 5 steps to success is just going to happen. No, it's probably going to be really hard. Yeah, you can help get somebody to help you to collapse time and make it easy, but it's still going to be hard. There's going to be, you know, new levels, new devils. As we grow through what we go through, there's always going to be challenges. Would you agree, Brooke? Every stage, like then, you know, you succeed, then you've got to grow a team and then you've got to do this and do that. There's always going to be hard stuff. Yeah. Anyway, that's one. I'm going on a bit of a rant. Number two is that you need to get a proven process. And the wonderful thing in network marketing is you have a great vehicle to be able to get your customers and your consultants, business builders, a result. You've got the vehicle, but sometimes like you need to follow a proven process. And what I mean by that is find something or someone that's where you want to be. And I don't care if this is in a book or a free mentor or an upline that's where you want to be or a coach that you pay for, find a proven process. Because really in business, I think you'd agree, Brooke, that as an employee, like you have the security of just do this and do that, it's going to work. As an entrepreneur, it is your responsibility to figure out that if what I'm doing isn't working, that's okay. What do I need to seek? What do I need to learn? What do I need to get to be able to get me there? Because we've got two choices. You can either get in your vehicle and drive along and you may hit a pothole, you may get a flat tire, you may go along and then realize you're going the wrong way and have to go back the other way and go back and forth and you may get to your destination. Or you can find a proven process and take your destination, put it into a GPS, collapse time and reach your goal faster. And nobody has ever done this alone. And again, I'm not saying you have to hire a coach. Find, like, Brooke, you would agree with this. We love to help. I love to help people. Ask questions, like, harass people, get the answers that you need to get whatever that process is and get your stuff plugged into the GPS, because then you can get there. Again, though, are you prepared to have the courage to seek and receive the support you need? And I know it's hard. I always say to my clients, we need the death of the turtle. Don't go inside your turtle shell, poke your head out and get the help. It's scary. Sometimes we feel like we're a failure just for asking. But and this question will change your life if you let it. How would things change if you were prepared to actually ask for help when you needed it? Pretty crazy. I would say 90% of the people that I come in contact with are too scared to ask for help. What if that changed? What if that changed? And what if you were able to fully commit, get the help you need, follow a proven process? Is it possible to fail? The answer is no. I know you agree, Brooke, and everybody else listening. This is simple, but do you get it? Are you prepared to take a different action tomorrow, put your money where your mouth is and go and find that proven process, fully commit? And instead of saying, I'm going to get, and I saw a post today, most people in their home-based business say that they're going to commit for 90 days instead of committing for 90 months. Because if you're prepared to be in it for the long haul, you'll succeed. So anyway, I don't know where I went with that. I hope that was valuable. As I always say, take the gold throughout the dirt. But that's a little bit of my journey, and I hope you take some gold from what I've shared there.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love the do it for 90 months.
Yeah, it's so true. True.
Because then if you hit it, your goals and everything sooner, then you're winning, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, we wanted to jump into talking about social media, because I know that is like the whole way that you really have built your business and got the success that you have. And you have really a formula, you know, talking about what is the formulas, what's the proven process, and you have a process for social media that can really make you lots of money.
Yeah, 100%. And I was listening to one of your episodes earlier with you talking about arrows out marketing versus arrows in. So any of your listeners that have listened to that, this will make sense. What I'll share with you now is in line with that. And the person who taught me the social media selling system, I essentially started manually teaching that to my clients. They started getting really great results. And now I plug all of our clients into that. And it's backed by $10 million of results in the last 12 months alone. Now that's with coaches, affiliate marketers, network marketers. So, you know, selling different, you know, price points, but it is a proven process. So what I'd love to share is that, and if anyone listening who here agrees that there is so much information in the network marketing, personal development world, right? And we think that we need more information, but in fact, one of my favorite terms that I'm going to quote Yaya Bacasso, my business coach, he says we're overweight with infobesity. And it's not a matter of needing more. We actually need to know what to block out and what to prioritize to focus on. So what I'd love to do for you guys today is help to simplify what can potentially be complex so you can amplify your results, your income, and your impact. Because it's not that complicated if you can break it down into the three C's that I'm going to share with you now. So the three C's look like this. The first C is content. Who has heard that they need to create content before? And then who here thinks, well, that's great. What do I post? What do I share? What do I do? How the hell do I do it, right? So what we teach is the magnetic content matrix. So if you have a pen and paper, I want you to draw a square, and then I want you to draw a cross in the middle. So you've got four quadrants. Because if you're visual like me, it will help to be able to see this. So if you were to do that with four quadrants, and who here knows that we buy from people we know, like, and trust? Like, who here has heard that before? I think everybody has, right? So this, the magnetic content matrix is a very unique blend of different kinds of content that gets your audience to know, like, and trust you, so they're ready to buy from you. Brooke, would you agree? We hate to be sold to, but we love to buy. So the new iPhone comes out and you're like, give it to me. Unless you're one of those Samsung people, which I can't even relate, but the new iPhone comes out. Oh, no. I'll make an exception just for this call. But you get it, right? You love to buy because it's in service to you. So The four quadrants are, we've got character content, connection content, credibility, and conversion. And I want people to write this down because I want you to get this and I want this to be tangible as well. But I also want you to realize what I'm going to share will give structure to what is complex, but the like foundational value or principle of this, and I know you'll agree, Brooke, is I want to invite you guys to do something that I had invited to me that changed my life. And that is, I want you guys to be unapologetically self-expressed while unconditionally loving yourself. Now, what does that actually mean? That means that when it comes to creating content, it's a lot less about the script. We say, you know, the scripts are the training wheels, but it's a lot more about embodying your message. Now, when you go to, and I'll break this down in a minute, but when you go to share and put yourself out there online, is it scary? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and you be vulnerable. You also talk about your business and how you can help people and what you believe in. Is it scary? Let me validate that for you guys. You know, sitting here, oh, it's easy for you, Owen. It's easy for you, Brooke. No. I've done the lives. I've done the thousands of takes of videos. I've done the content. I was putting out content for 2 years with no one liking or commenting on it. So there's no freaking excuses. I love this because I've been where you guys are and sucked. Suck it up, right? But unapologetically self-expressed means that you're prepared to put yourself out there, but to have the compassion and self-love to be accepting of putting yourself out there and being allowing people to accept you for you. Because I know if I stand in my truth, the people that know me for me will love me for me. And Brooke, I love you for you. People love you for you. And anyway, this will make more sense as I go into it, but I want you guys to adopt this. How would things change if you had the courage to put yourself out there even when it was scary and to love yourself enough and to accept yourself enough to do that regardless of how it was received? Because what you would find is it's incredibly therapeutic, and you find that when you're vulnerable, Brooke, what's your natural instinct to go and give to somebody when they're vulnerable and open? Just curious.
You just want to give them more, and you just want to love them and just be right there next to them.
Exactly. You want to love on them. So what are we all, whether you're consciously or unconsciously aware of it, want more of? Love and connection.
More love.
Exactly. So is it possible that by just bearing your all, you would get what you actually want to receive? Mm-hmm. But are you giving people the chance to give that to you? Yeah. And guess what? It can't hurt me if you know that I've stolen, been addicted to gambling, drugs, alcohol, crashed my car. If you know about it, it can't hurt me. Yeah, it's the things we hold in that hurt us, because what if they find out? What if this person knows? What if they realize that I'm not perfect? Yeah, you got to realize that people have a really good bullshit radar. They know you're not perfect anyway, so you might as well share it.
Yeah, true.
All right, cool. So character content. This is where you share your beliefs and your worldviews and what you stand for. So I openly say, if you're a dabbler, a whinger, or a complainer, and you're not prepared to take full responsibility and accountability for what you want to create, you can actually unfollow me. Because I can't help you. And that's not in a bad way, because I love you. It's actually in a very loving way. But it's okay to unfollow me, right? I share that I love country music. You know, I share that I sometimes wear socks and sandals or thongs, like flip-flops. We call them thongs. Flip-flops. And it's a little bit weird, right? But but what that does is that's going to attract my tribe. And it's going to repel the kind of people that I don't want to do business with and that I don't want to work with, right? Hey, and I'll also say, hey, have you ever, and just anybody listening right now, have you ever had the time objection? Or have you ever had the money objection? Great, go and share your belief on it. You know what? If you think you don't have the time, well, guess what? You need to make the time. And you can't prove me wrong because, you know, I've got a lady in our mastermind group and she's on our course. She's got I was going to say six kids, but she's got three kids. Seems like she's got six kids because there's kids everywhere and husband's away. Yeah. And we just helped her hit $3,500 last month, and she's made the time. Yeah. Or you don't have the money. You know, my business coach had $47 in his bank account and wanted to invest $9,000 to become a life coach. He rang over 60 people, family, friends, and came up with the money. So then you share your belief on these things again. It's going to repel people. It's going to piss some people off. What do you mean? I don't have the money. You don't know my situation. That's okay. But it will filter out. Is this making sense so far? Mm-hmm. So the people that are prepared to make the time and find the money to invest in themselves and put themselves first will stick around and Do you think they might love you more because you were able to share your truth? Yeah. And again, is this scary? Yeah. First time you're calling out somebody that doesn't have the time and somebody comments and they're like, what do you mean? You don't know my situation. I have 7 kids. Da, 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 da. Yeah. But then they can unfollow you and that's good. That's awesome. Go. It's fine. So that's character content. Connection content is where you share your authentic you. Talking about authenticity, right? That's just you. Yeah. And it's your quirkiness. You know, it's your vulnerability, being prepared to say, hey, I had a shitty day today, or I'm excited about this, or whatever. But it's also your vulnerabilities. And my favorite quote, which again, I'll give Yaya the credit for this. Actually, I don't even know if he said this, but anyway, that's where I heard it, is that our imperfections are what make us human. And it's our humanity that makes us influential. So let me say that again. It's our imperfections that make us human, and it's our humanity that makes us influential. Like that is so powerful, is it not? Mm-hmm. And would we rather follow somebody who is always right or always real? And sometimes, like, I have people say to me, like, why do I want to share my vulnerability? Why does anybody care about that? Yeah. When we share it, vulnerability plus lesson equals value. Vulnerability plus lesson equals value. And what does it create, Brooke? It creates relatability. The first time I saw my business coach share alive in his car and he's bawling his eyes out, he's like, you know, sometimes I don't feel like I'm enough. Sometimes I don't know if I can do this. Bang, I was in love with him. Whatever he's going to sell me from then on in, like, he's amazing, but he's like me. Holy shit, like, I love this guy. And we all have a story. We all have a message. And you know, you've probably got a lot of mums in your audience and probably a lot of dads too. How many mums out there have, you know, struggled with mum guilt of putting yourself first and prioritizing your business and just feeling crappy and not believing that you can make it or that you deserve it? Post about that. How many other mums or parents out there do you think need that? And again, is it scary to share it? Yes. Notice how I'm validating you. Do it anyway. Yeah, do it anyway, because then it will be something that you become comfortable with. Now, character and connection, that's your personal brand. That'll stay with you forever. Like, you will evolve, your beliefs will evolve, that will always evolve. But that's like your personal brand, which is great. Awesome, yeah? But Brooke, you probably know a lot of people that have a great personal brand. They're getting lots of likes and comments and they're still not making any money, yeah? Mm-hmm. So then credibility content is where you share your testimonials, your how-tos, you know, 5 steps to lose 15 pounds without having to go to the gym. You know, 3 lessons that I learned will help you make money online. And also just showing very specifically, very deliberately how you can solve your potential prospect's problem and help them reach the promised land. Because the best thing, the way I want you to wrap your head around this, is that if I break my arm, Brooke, and we're best friends, you and I love each other, we have coffee every day, we're always talking, but if I break my arm, I'm going to the doctor to get my arm fixed, because you are not the authority. You can't fix my arm. Yeah. And what actually happens is, if we're just always sharing about character and connection, we'll be friend zoned. It'll be like you're on a date and you want to progress the date further. You want to go out, you want to get engaged. No, you're in the friend zone. Yeah. You want to become the doctor to your ideal customer's broken arm. You need them to perceive you as the authority. And think of content like your shop front. Let's say that you sell wedding dresses to brides-to-be. When somebody walks past your store, if somebody can't go into your social media feed and see in the last 4 or 5 posts very clearly what you do and how you can help somebody, it's literally the equivalent of you selling wedding dresses and you've got some work boots over there in the corner, you've got some supplements in the middle, you've got a couple of memes up the top, and you've got 1 wedding dress in the back corner. People are going to be like, what? What is this? And they'll just move on. Yeah, you need to, like, the bride-to-be comes in with wedding dresses everywhere and you got stories of how you've helped people find their wedding dress, and they go, wow, and they want to stick around. Is this making sense? Mm-hmm. So your social media feed right now, is it clearly showing that? And if it's not, great, what an opportunity. What an opportunity. And if you can take on board what I've shared now, and if you've taken some notes with that, there is some very easy ways for you to go and create content, yeah? A great post, let's make this tangible, 10 things you didn't know about me. You can go and do that tomorrow. feel free to search for me on Facebook and look, I've shared that before and you can use it as a template. 10 things you didn't know about me. Yeah. Pick something that's a little bit edgy and scary and vulnerable to talk about. Go and post about it. Yep. Then find a testimonial, somebody you've helped, a customer that's got a great result. Talk about it. There's three pieces of content for you guys for the next week. Is that tangible? Are you going to do it? So I hope that's making sense. So let's say we get your shop front worked out. That's the first C. Then the second C is connections. Brooke, have you ever heard, do you find like oftentimes a big frustration is that people have, it's usually like the same people liking and commenting on their posts, mm-hmm. like friends and family and so forth. Do you hear that a lot?
Yeah.
So you got this gorgeous, you know, shop front, you got wedding dresses all set up, but then it's only your friends and family like supporting you, liking and commenting. What the hell? And it gets very frustrating, doesn't it? And you're like, how do I make this work? So your connections is where you're literally taking time, like you would be blocking time in your calendar to go and find your target audience and where they hang out on Facebook. Let's use health and fitness as an example. Let's say that you help mums lose that last 20 kilos and keep it off. Yeah. Where are those mums hanging out? What weight loss groups are they spending time in? What pages are they hanging out in and so forth? And then actually taking the time to connect with people. Yeah. Do not be antisocial on social media, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. We say every like is a lead. Every comment is a chance to make a new connection. When people are liking and commenting on your stuff, are you connecting with them? Are you having a conversation with them? And then are you going and we say, you know, you can add up to 30 to 40 new friends a day. Yeah. But not just like spamming, like go and find a mum in a group that's shared that she's got a problem and add her as a friend and connect with her. Find out about her. Ask her questions. And if you've got rapport there, find out about what's keeping her up at night and what she wants to achieve. Yeah. And when you do that and you're, let's call it list harvesting or building your list, it's the equivalent of, you know, you've got 1,000 people walking through the shopping center. How to go and find those people that are your target audience, tap them on the shoulder so they can then come up and look at your store. And then if they come and look at your store and you're talking about solving their problem, what are they going to do? Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm going to stick around. Yeah. And this makes sense, doesn't it, Brooke? If somebody likes or comments on your post or engages with you, what's your natural instinct to go and do on that person's profile?
You want to go do the same thing.
Want to go check it out. Mm-hmm. And that's why notice how it's a flow in a system. If you've got good content and it's relevant to them, they're gonna stick around. And then they're in your shop front. Which then moves us to the third C, which is conversations. And this isn't, by the way, this isn't anything revolutionary. This is just marketing and sales 101. This is just marketing and sales 101, but I'm hoping I'm sharing in a way that you actually grasp it. So then people are there, they're liking and they're commenting and engaging, and you're going outside of that to have conversations. Then you want to interview your audience, get to know them, take an interest in them, find out again, what are their biggest problems? What's keeping them up at night? What's their pain, you know, and especially weight loss, like how many people do we know that have, and that's my old niche, right, that have tried 30 diets and that like there's so much guilt and so much shame and I can't do this and I don't deserve this and all of that stuff. So find out about that and then find out what they want to create. And then guess what? If your vehicle can help them, it would be a disservice, wouldn't it, Brooke? It'd be a disservice to not present what you have. And by the way, guys, I want this to trigger you. Are you being selfish in not having conversations and then presenting what you have to people if it's a fit? Because they need it. People need you. And are they finding out about you? Are you prepared to have these conversations? Now, guess what? If you have a conversation, you might, there's three ways it could go. You might find a new friend. Brooke and I connected. I can't remember how, but we've had this connection and we're having this awesome podcast. Number two, you might even refer them on to somebody else that can help them better. Like maybe they don't need help with weight loss, but they want to grow their business. So, hey, you know what? I know Brooke. Is it okay if I connect you with her? Leave them with some value. And then what are they're going to think about you and they're going to remember you. Or then number three is that they're a fit. You believe you can help them. So, hey, this is what we do. you know, if I could show you how to lose that 20 kilos and actually keep it off, like, is that something you'd be interested in? What the hell do you think they're going to say? Hell yes, right? And so if you do this well, notice how as you're listening to this, you're probably already freaking out. I can't write content. I don't know what to write. What do I do here? What do I do? This is okay. Yeah, that is okay. It's all normal because what I'm sharing with you now is strategy. And as we know, who here has heard that it's 20% strategy, 80% mindset? When you get into doing this, what's going to come up? Oh, you know, I don't know if I'm a good enough leader. Is anybody going to want to listen to me? You know, oh, you know, just I'm not like Brooke. You know, I don't have a cool shirt like Owen or a good beard like him. Like, oh, you know, I'm not good. You know, he's had more experience and he's done this and that. Know all the stories that come up? Good. The only difference between somebody who succeeds and somebody who doesn't is a person that succeeds is they feel that discomfort and they move forward. Again, I'm proof of that, Brooke. You know, I don't know that much about the depth of yours, but we've all been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tony Robbins says, I built this motherfucker because he did. He's homeless, all this stuff. So you can too. And the cool thing is you'll go through this, you'll grow through what you go through and you'll get really good at it. And just lastly, I just think in terms of giving you a bit of self-belief with this is that who here knows how to drive a car? You know, most people do. And when you learn to drive a car, what was that experience like? Can you remember? If it was anything like me, your parents are like, pull up, and you're like, pulling forward, and you're like, just stop it, stop. And you're like, get out of the car, and yelling and screaming. And in that moment, you're like, I'm never going to be able to drive a car. It's impossible. But now, how many of you can drive a car with your eyes closed, sending a text, look in the rear vision mirror, foot on the accelerator, foot on the brake, listening to music, listen to a podcast right now like you probably do. Second nature. Second nature. Because whatever we do consistently becomes a what? A habit. What if you just realized that it was supposed to be hard and that if you did it for long enough, you would master business, posting, content, lives? Why is it any different than driving a car? It's not, by the way. It's not. It's exactly the same. So what if your mentality was that it's supposed to be hard until it's not and you just did it for long enough? Right. So I think I want to leave it on that because I know that's always, I remember where you guys are at right now. Oh, I can't do it, but this and all the stories. Guys, my role and my job is to help you divorce those limitations and limiting beliefs. Yeah. Why don't you divorce them and really marry the truth of your true potential? What would happen then? What would happen if you were to leave that shit behind and just say, this is possible? Not why won't it work, but what if it does? How would that feel? Wouldn't that be more exciting? Couldn't the next, you know, 2 or 3 months before the end of 2020 be your best? So, yeah, anyway, that's the three C's. Feel free to check my stuff out on Facebook or Instagram, and I go a little bit deeper. But I hope that inspires you to know that success is structural, not personal. And if it's not working, that's okay. Maybe you just don't yet quite have the appropriate marketing or sales structure for your business to get you there. And maybe you just need to ask a few more questions and get the support you need and away you go.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll make sure that we link to your Instagram and Facebook and everything in the show notes. So thank you so much for all of, like, you just like dropped all these amazing things on my audience. So thank you so much for letting them know about all of your secrets and how to grow a business and all of that. So I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. I bet you have pages and pages of notes, just like me. This was such an amazing interview. Go check out Owen, see what he's doing, follow him on Facebook, and just get some great ideas from him about the kind of things that he posts about. Now, if you are like, okay, I know now all the kind of content that I can create, but I have no idea how I'm going to stay on top of this and be consistent, because that's the other thing that you need to do in social media is you need to be consistent in your posting. Well, don't worry. We got you. We have a platform called the Social Tenacity Hub that is a scheduling system for your social media. And this is a product that was made for network marketers by network marketers. I'm so excited about this. It has just changed the way that I do all my social media. And there are so many ways that you can set it and forget it. You can create all your content. It's automatically going to post for you. So then you can focus on the thing that is really most important. And that is creating that connection. and connecting with your audience and talking with people, because that's really where you should be spending your time. Your time should not be spent hours and hours thinking of content and, oh no, now I got to post something else and all of those things, especially if you're going on vacation or maybe you have your kids home from school for a little bit and you're like, ah, don't worry. You got to go sit down, kids. Mommy's got to work, right? So this makes it so that way you can get it all done. I set all of mine up in just a few hours, got my content all put together, and then you can just focus on really that connection, the thing that's most important. So if you want to check out Social Tenacity Hub, you could just go to socialtenacityhub.com and all the deets are there. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.